6PR Breakfast. It's time for sport with Kim Hagdon.
For Tony Barlow Menswear. Style, quality and service for over 30 years.
Haggers.
You know, I was watching the cricket and I was thinking, thank goodness Haggers fired up Mitchell Starc.
Oh, don't be stupid. No, you're carrying on too much. Because I've got an opinion.
I'm giving you the credit, Haggers.
Because I've got an opinion on how this bloke should play, you also reckon it's a baggy.
No, Haggs, it's a compliment to you for firing him up.
Mitchell Starc is probably the best bowler in the world when things are going his way. It's an assessment. Mm. It's an analysis. You people are sort of saying I'm bagging him. The bloke is sooky when it doesn't suit him. He's one of the trumps. When Australia are playing well.
I'll give you a bouquet. He said Mitchell Marsh was in the frame for Perth. It looks like he certainly will be.
And you guys said just back before 7 o'clock how many times have and Mitch
and
played in tests.
Yeah.
They've actually played in 5 tests together. The first time was quite some time ago. It was up in Brisbane when Mitch and Sean played in December 2014. Mm-hmm. Mitch's last 4 tests before he got injured with alongside Sean.
Oh, all of them.
So
were.
Yeah, all of them. Okay. So the last one from 2016, August 2016, November, and then February and March of this year in India, and then Mitch broke down with his crook shoulder, had to come home.
So less than a year ago.
Now he's back, and last summer in Perth here again, South Africa as well.
And so he'll play, Hags.
Oh, categoric. Right. It's one of the many factors. Not going to get time to go through it all. I thought it was so intriguing, and now they've got to just apply a no mercy rule now here in Perth. Just go for the throat, play the 3 quicks, and Mitch has to go back in just to take a bit of workload away from the big trumps, Starc, Hazelwood and Cummins. Now, they've bowled a lot of overs. Cummins has bowled 79, Starc 84 overs, and Hazelwood 74 so far in the 2 tests. That's around about the mark. They're managing them. But in Perth, we're all convinced it's going to be a harder pitch to bowl on. It'll be a drier, flatter, far more batting-friendly pitch. And they need Mitch Marsh to help out there. Hanscom will go. Yeah. The first thing I would do, again, if you call this a bagging, do so, you guys, and throw me under the bus. But Hanscom has to go out of the team because his technique is just so questionable. Throw him to Justin Langer. Get him to Perth as quickly as you can. Get him out to Revolution Sports where the WA team train and Justin Langer coaches them with all the little intricacies of batting, and you could turn him around.
Got a great eye.
Yeah, and look, he's had a good last 12 months or so. I query whether the soft technique that he's applied, the standing back in the crease, shuffling across his crease from playing a lot of too much soft county cricket. He had a great county season, and he's developed a bad habit, which is very questionable at the highest level. So just one or two other factors out of the test I'd like to say. I reckon Mitchell Starc needs to bowl over the wicket a lot more. I think he'd be far more dangerous than the softer way. I think so. Mm. Australia will make the one change we've talked about. And the DRS, just do away with it. Do away with or use it entirely. Umpires should say, I'm not sure. Let's look at the DRS. Use it more or do it away with completely. If it gets done away with, umpires have to make decisions.
They're
not making decisions.
The captains aren't using it with the spirit with which it was intended.
I reckon the umpires would use it more, though.
They would, and I reckon if they're not sure, I'm not sure, boys, let's go to the DRS. If you're absolutely certain, if it's nicked to slips or you've been bowled or something, or it's an LBW where he's absolutely convinced, give it out or not out, and then the players can still have their review, but most times umpires should say, not sure, boys, let's have a look at the vision, and I reckon that would help things. England have named their one-day squad.
Yeah.
Ben Stokes is in it.
He's in that, yeah.
Can I throw this question up again? If he can be picked to play in the one-day squad from early January, why can't he be playing in the Perth Test?
That's a good question. Brad Lloyd, Zach Clark, take your pick. Which one?
Brad Lloyd, he's in demand. You know, we said on Monday that Essendon were chasing him. I understand that there are several clubs chasing Brad Lloyd, the Fremantle list manager, for some of the same roles he already does, but there's at least 2, possibly even 3 clubs that are after Brad Lloyd as their football operations general manager. Tough decision whether he wants to leave in midway through such a rebuild. And Ross Lyon and Chris Bond go on holidays on Friday for a month.
They're going together.
Who looks after all the new players?
They're not
12 new players.
Wow, okay. Well, there's others there. Steve Rossich, you'll do the right thing.